House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is in Florida today meeting with Venezuelan leaders as the U.S. continues to try and ease suffering in the country, which is dealing with hyperinflation and an historic humanitarian crisis. The government of Nicolas Maduro continues to hold on to power despite steady opposition from Juan Guaido, who is recognized as Venezuela's rightful leader by the U.S. and more than 50 other countries. The person by Maduro's side is also one of the most powerful people in the country. That would be his wife, Celia Flores, who doesn't call herself the First Lady, but rather the first revolutionary combatant. Joining us now with more on her is Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist Hannah Dreyer. And Hannah, before you won a Pulitzer, you were an AP reporter in Caracas. Tell us who Celia Flores is and why she is so powerful.
So people in Venezuela tend to talk about Celia like the Lady Macbeth of Caracas. The perception is that she's sort of the power behind Nicolas Maduro in a lot of ways. She came from the slums, she became a lawyer, and then she became very close to Hugo Chavez, which is crucial if you're going to be in power in Venezuela these days. Mm-hmm. And from then on, she's just had this sort of meteoric political career. She's married to Nicolas Maduro, but she's also very powerful in her own right. She was the attorney general of the country, and she ran the Congress for many years.
And how does she exercise that power?
Well, so Celia is known for being very loyal to the cause and for demanding loyalty from everyone around her. So people who she is friends with, people who she favors, can rise up really quickly. One of them became the head of the Supreme Court. Mm-hmm. And people who cross her tend to end up out of power. Hmm. She's also notorious for nepotism. At one point, she got in trouble when she was running Congress because she had 40 members of her family on the payroll. Hmm. And people were joking that there were so many relatives of hers that if you said Flores in the Congress, everybody would turn around.
She also has had rumors that have followed her, including that she has major drug trafficking connections. In 2015, this all blew up when something called the Narco Sobrino affair happened. Tell us what that was.
So this happened at a time that a lot of high-up officials in Venezuela were under investigation for drug trafficking and corruption. And there was a sense that the DEA was sort of closing in. And then one day, everybody in the country was shocked because we heard that two nephews of Celia's had been arrested in Haiti and extradited to the U.S. And that just seemed unthinkable. And U.S. prosecutors said that these two nephews, who were sort of nobodies, had been planning to sell a lot of cocaine and use the proceeds to help the Chavistas win an election.
And the implication is that Celia Flores would have known that they were doing this?
Exactly. The implication was that this was the first crack in the structure that Celia Flores had built, a structure of corruption, nepotism, and real power. And people thought that the two nephews might flip, and this might be the beginning of the end for that structure. It turned out they held firm. They both got long prison sentences, but they don't appear to have sold anybody else out.
And this is where you came into the story, because as they were being arrested, the police in Venezuela grabbed you off the street where you were reporting in Chavez's hometown and tried to use you as collateral?
That's right. It probably wasn't the smartest time for me to go to Chavez's hometown, which is this very rural area. But the secret police grabbed me. They didn't identify themselves. I thought it was a kidnapping. Finally, they took me to headquarters. And yeah, they said that they were going to keep me there for a long time and they weren't going to let me go until they could trade me for these two nephews.
So how did you get released?
Well, I think in part these secret police officers were sort of freelancing and eventually a much higher level member of the political police came in and basically told them that they had to let me go.
Now, as you mentioned, you were let go, but the nephews of Celia Flores are still in prison. How did people in Venezuela react when they found out that the First Lady was involved in this drug scandal?
For a lot of people, it seemed to just confirm what everybody had suspected. But the Maduro administration is so good at this, they quickly turned it to their advantage and started talking about how the Narco Sobrinos had been kidnapped and how this was just another example of the U.S. meddling in Venezuela's affairs. They basically made it into a talking point overnight.
So She keeps a low profile, but do you think that she is in any way part of the reason why the U.S. and other countries have not been able to make a deal with Maduro to leave power and to leave Venezuela because she's such a true believer, because she's so powerful? Is she stopping that from happening?
The people who have flipped on the Maduro administration, the people who really are in the best position to know, say that Celia is Maduro's closest advisor. So, yeah, it's really hard to believe that Maduro would do something that she didn't approve of. And so far, she doesn't seem to be interested in ceding any ground or taking an amnesty deal.
That is Hannah Dreyer, who's a reporter now at The Washington Post, used to be at ProPublica and the AP in Caracas, Venezuela. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Jeremy.